What kind of car was it?
I don't know, an old car. What difference does it make?
A man sits in his car 3 days running in front of the house. You should be able to describe it.
An American car.
There you go.
A squarish car with a long hood, long and floaty looking.
A Ford?
Maybe.
Well, definitely not a Cadillac.
No, it looked tinny, an old car, faded red. There were big round rust spots on the fender and the door, and it was filled with his things. It looked like everything he owned was in there with him.
Well, what do you want me to do? You want me to stay home from work?
No, it's nothing.
If it's nothing, why did you bring it up?
I shouldn't have.
Did he look at you?
Please.
Did he?
When I turned around, he started the engine and drove off.
What do you mean? So before you turned around?
I felt his eyes. I was weeding.
You were bending over?
Here we go again.
You know this creep pulls up in front of our house every morning and you go out to the garden and bend over?
Okay, end of conversation. I have things to do.
Maybe I can park at the curb and watch you weeding. The two of us, that's something anyway, seeing you in your shorts bending over.
I can't ever talk to you about anything.
It was a Ford Falcon. You said it was squared off, hard edges, a flattened look. A Falcon. They built them in the 60s. 3-speed manual shift on the column. Only 90 horses.
Okay, that's wonderful. You know all about cars.
Listen, Miss Garden Lady, to know a man's car is to know him. It is not useless knowledge.
Fine.
Guy's some immigrant up from Tijuana.
What are you talking about?
Who else would drive a 40-year-old heap? Looking for work, looking for something he can steal. Looking for something from the lady with the white legs who bends over in her garden.
You're out of your mind. You've got this know-it-all attitude.
I'll take the morning off tomorrow.
Immigrants don't have long gray hair and roll the window down so I can see his pink face and pale eyes.
Oh-ho, now we're getting somewhere. You don't move out of here. I'm writing down your license plate. The cops will ID you and see if it's someone they know.
You're calling the police?
Yes.
Why?
Why not if you don't move? Go park somewhere else. I'm giving you a break.
What is my offense?
Don't play dumb. In the first place, I don't like some junk heap in front of my house.
I'm sorry, it's the only car I have.
Right, I can see that no one would drive this thing if he didn't have to. And all this bag and baggage, you sell things out of the trunk?
No, these are my things. I wouldn't want to let anything go.
Because nobody in this neighborhood needs anything from the back of a car.
Well, I'm sorry we've gotten off to the wrong start.
Yes, we have. I'm not too friendly when some pervert decides to stalk my wife.
Oh, I'm afraid you're under a misconception.
Am I?
Yes. I didn't want to disturb anyone, but I should have realized that parking in front of your house would attract notice.
You got that right.
If I'm stalking anything, it's the house.
What?
I used to live here. For 3 days, I've been trying to work up the courage to knock on your door and introduce myself.